really tonight's sugis is really more about Metzias sugis than Shavuos sugis, which is actually a relief. We're up to the Tani, which is 1, 2, 3, kind of from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom. You see that? Memlas about a memorab. Tani, learned. The Gunami Besaish has been stolen from the house of the individual. The Lomi Beishol, this comes to preclude a theft from the house of a shoel. Now, if the shoel, meaning, if an object is stolen from the house of a shoel, there is no kefil. By any other, we just started. We're the pay of Memorov. By any other shomer, there is kefil. Now, the shoel is why there is kefil by any other shomer. But if you steal something from the house of Shom Rechinam, Shom Resachar, a socher, there is kefil. You pay double. And the reason for that is either one of two reasons, which we'll see presently. But not from the house of a shoel, because a shoel, manav shach, it's not his. It's not his, and he's not really a shomer. A shoel's not really a shomer. A shomer is somebody who's safekeeping and has certain liabilities. A shoel has total liability. So therefore, he's called, the way that Ribbaz puts it, he has a chrayus, not chiyuve shmira. He's responsible. It's not that he's a shomer, he's responsible for it. So therefore, it's not really his. And on the other hand, the owner is going to get back his full object anyway, regardless of what happens, because even if it's stolen, the shoel is chayiv under any circumstance whatsoever. I don't know, now I'm saying it over, I see I'm not saying it over clearly enough, but it'll become clear if I go further and read certain. For all impossible loss. Right, all possible loss. Yeah, shoel is chayiv an owner, sure. Mesa Machmas Malacha. Yeah. But that's part of the Sheila. That's a definition. It's not the same thing. So no, it means that therefore he's not you know, let me read the Gemara line further and we'll see if it becomes clear. Time Guna Vesishlo Beza Show. It's only stolen from the house of the person not for the house of the show. Umar, Biguna be base aish, let's say, Guna be base aish, Lloyd base, no say socha basocher. Maybe also that if it's stolen from the house of a no say socha, or a shomer socha, or a socher, the same halacha. Says, when he came to Shmiroso Allah, since it shmir is upon him, Kamishu, I'm going to read like Ridvaz first, Kamishu be Allah. He changes all the second Allah to be Allah. In other words, since that the Shomerites are there now like the owners. They have a vested interest in the object. A Shomer has no vested interest in the object. Because he's totally responsible for no matter what. So there is no vested. Shmira is not considered by him to be a form of ownership. It's a form of restitution, not a form of ownership. A Shomer who has a vested interest in an object, because if he safe keeps it the proper way, he's off the hook. So therefore, he has the best interest in making sure that he gets it back, and that's why if somebody steals from him, they have to pay kefil. But a shoel, it does make a difference whether he gets it back or not. There's no way he can get over off the hook. He's always responsible. So therefore, lamaisa, he has no vested interest, so therefore he's considered to be not a not an owner, but rather purely a person who's holding on to the object temporarily, and therefore he gets no kefil. Okay, I see from the look on your faces that makes no sense. I am telling over the Ridbaz. So let me tell you the Shaitar Yisrael says. He says, he learns it the way it's written in front of us over here, Olav. And he says, since the Shmir is on the Shomer, Kamishu Olav, it's as if the owner still has it. Olav, the second Olav, means not the Shomer, but the original owner. It means that the original owner stands to lose something because everybody can go out, or every other showman get off the hook. So therefore, no matter where it is, it's still considered to be as if it's in his house, and therefore a kefil is warranted. But if it's in the house of a shoel, the owner doesn't stand to lose anything because he'll get restitution no matter what happens, right?
Because the only time he doesn't get restitution is Mesa Machmas Malacha. That's a different situation. That's where it's out in the field working. Or if it's in the house of the Shomer, the Shoel, he's always going to get restitution. So therefore, he has no vested interest left in this object. Because even if the object gets lost or stolen, he couldn't care less. He'll get restitution no matter what. So therefore, he doesn't retain, in essence, when it's in the house of Shoel, any vested interest in the object. So therefore, there's no kefo when it's stolen from him, from the Shoel's house. Does that make any more sense to you?
Are we saying that the Shoel then
it suspends the ownership of the original owner, and he himself doesn't become the owner. Right, because he eventually has to give back whatever he has. That's what Shara Teretzal deals with. By everybody else, the original ownership is not suspended, because every other Shomer doesn't have complete and total responsibility, so therefore the original ownership is left in some way, shape, or form. Where Shoel gets it, the original ownership is suspended, because right now the Shoel has complete and total responsibility. You have to say that inside the Shoel's, because eventually he has to give it back, so there is no kefil in that situation. Now it makes a little bit sense? Okay. So that's basically what the Shara Torah says. Okay? Again, can you give it to Shmiroso Olav? Whenever it's only a state of Shmir or Kamishu Olav, it's still relevant to the first guy. But here, there's not a state of Shmir anymore, because it's in the domain of a Shoel. Now, continuing on with Shmira. Shatim Tzilomer, when you analyze this, Shatim Tzilomer, Shosh Parshios, and there are three Parshios and Sefer in Parshios Mishpatim dealing with the topics of Shmira. Hatachtoin, the last Parshios, dealing with a Shoel. Memtsoy, a borrower. Memtsoy is the middle one, dealing with Nosi Sochar, a paid watcher, a Sochar, and a renter. While Yonah, the first Parshios is Shomer Chinam. Shoel, if he shenanes akol, since he gets total hanoi, he has usage for free, no less. Misharim is akol, he pays everything, right? Under any circumstance. No se sochar, somebody who's a paid watcher, a sochar and a renter. He shenanes miktas, umahana miktas, since he's getting some benefit and providing some benefit. Nishba miktas, on some things he takes a shvu and gets off the hook. Misharim miktas and pays for other things. Shomer Chinam, a person watches for free and doesn't use it. Shein lo anoya, doesn't have any benefit. Nishba, all he has to do is take shvuz yotzi and get off the hook. Mao nishba, what shvuz does he take? Lo pashat, he takes a shvuz that it wasn't poshea. That's what it says, a kol dvar pesha. He takes a shvuz that he wasn't poshea. Now the Shami has a fascinating question. Now, I don't remember the Bavli and shvuz, as you know that I've told you that many times already. But I certainly don't remember this, okay? Hoyu Aiden. Let's see if our Bucky and Shazi remembers this. Hoyu Aiden. What? Hoyu Aiden. It says here Achim, but the Shazi's only possible change it to Aiden. Hoyu Aiden. Yodim. They're witnesses who know Shlo Pasha. They know the Shomer Chinam didn't commit a Pshia. They know that. That's not an issue. Then, the question is like this. Now, here the Shara Tisho changes the last word, my, and expands upon it. Shkoyach. These are not calls. These are the big size, right? Thank you. Okay. Okay. So the question like this, Mr. Zuger, at the bottom, Mem Ralph, we didn't make much progress yet, as is usual. We have a Shomer Chinam, but Shomer Chinam, he really has to take an oath that he was not negligent, right? That's the oath the Torah made him take. What if he has testimony that he's not negligent? Can they make him take an oath? And here Shara Tisrael throws in the following line, Mal Shomer Li Shavu Shlenasate Necho Bola Gozla. Can I make him take an oath out of the plucked out of the air, which is take an oath that you never thought of stealing my object? Mind you, who's making whom take the oath? The mafki, the guy who gave the object for safekeeping to a Shomer Chinam, to an unpaid watchman, is making the watchman take the oath. Now it seems to be a very unfair oath, right? The Torah doesn't dictate this oath, but the question is, what?
If he had such talks,
yeah. true. But you see what Gemara is trying to say is that when it says, when the Torah gives the right to impose an oath, maybe it's not just a situational thing, but in other words, based on the relevance of the oath, but a right of a person who gives out safekeeping to keep the safekeeper in line to administer an oath of his choice, even if that oath is an outlandish one. There's a logic to that. It's the right to require an oath, even if you can't require payment, in order to keep the guy honest. You can't buy into that? Well, obviously it would be the Torah granting the Baal Bas the right to impose it. No, and you thinking of stealing it. You don't even think of stealing it personally.
Yeah, but by knowing that you might have to give it all. So it's like it's saying, don't even think of
it. Right. It keeps the guy honest. That's what really you need. We need something to keep the guy honest. That's what the Torah would be saying.
Now, what I'm asking though is, if there are witnesses that will tell you that you weren't
negligent. Your thought process. They didn't see you being negligent, but maybe you sinned in your heart.
That's hard to...
Like Jimmy Carter.
No, it's if there's no witnesses, I can understand that you have to be sure.
No, we're talking about where there is witnesses. No, so that's cool for the point. Maybe the Torah gave the mafkid the right to make the guy take an oath in order to keep him honest. Even if it's an outlandish oath, even their witnesses, it's unnecessary. We still... You can devise an oath. Okay, so you guys don't like this question. I thought it was a very cool question. I've seen it many times. Okay. Yeah. It's written in Adah. So let's turn the page. Page 80. Memo base. It's written in Adah. Let's turn it out from here. Haresh Nimtza Ganav. What have you found the thief? Vein Lomal Shalim. The thief cannot pay for his theft, and he stole from a shomer. It should say here, instead of mal shomer, it should say, according to Shartai, so minayin shelo yomar lo. How do we know that he can't turn out to the shomer and say, well, you take a shvua? In other words, I caught the thief, but he's poor. I can't get anything out of him. Let me try and get something out of you instead by making him take a shvua. Thief pockets, right? But how do you know he can't say to him, bovi shavali? That you can't say to the shomer, come and take a note to me that you didn't ever think of stealing it. So it should say here, Talmud Lomar, it said Nishmin Minata, because the Pesuk says, if the ganav is not found, then you can have the shomer take an oath. But if the ganav is found, then you can't require the shomer to take an oath. So we want to say, the Rid Baz explains here at some length, that brings on this from the halacha, that here the same thing is true. If you have edim that the shomer chinam fulfilled his liability, you can't make up an oath out of thin air. Okay, the way you guys want to say, you can't administer an oath just because of the right to administer an oath. There's no such thing. Just like in the case where you can't collect from the ganav, you can't transfer the obligation to have the oath taken by the shomer. So too, if you have edim that the shomer did his job properly, you cannot make the shomer then take an oath under those circumstances. Okay? Says the Gemara. Ksiv, it says, Kitein Yisrael, we're in the fourth line on Memo Beis. Ksiv Kitein Yisrael, Chachamoro Shoro Seva Goymer. If you give your friend by a shomer socher, by a paid watchman or a socher or a renter, give him an ox or a lamb, a goat, etc. to watch. Shvuah Sashem Tiyavet Shnei, there'll be a shvuah between the two of them. Gneva. Now, the pasuk goes on and says, what about if it's stolen from the shomer? So the the Shomer Socher. If it's stolen from him, then what's the halacha by Shomer Socher? If it's stolen from him, what does it have to do?
It's in the pasuk.
What does it say by Shomer Socher that if it's stolen from him, you have to do? He has to do? He's got to pay. If it's stolen from a Shomer Socher, he's got to pay. Okay? So it says, and it really doesn't say im gonov yganev, it says ve'im gonov yganev. And the extra vav in ve'im is the rabbis aveda comes to include lost objects, and the Shomer Socher pays. I could do Krabiki, that makes sense, and Krabiki with Ashen's extra vavs. Krabishmo says, it's Tibetar Kleshmeyon and the P, we don't dash extra vavs. Tan Rabbi Shmuel says the logic. My name is a Krav Leinten. If by a theft which is close to an act of God, I thought of Rishayim to say a Shomer Socher, a paid watchman, and a Rishocher renter pays. Aveda, a theft, Sheeda Krav Leinten, which is not so much an act of God, it's not so much Kavel, Lokoshka, it's not a Kavel Chomer that the Shomer pays. Ink. Period. So therefore, we say the Shomer soul has got to pay from the logic. Now, Anksi B'Shoel, it says on B'Shoel, the only time you pay is B'Shvura if the animal breaks. Aved, if the animal is lost, Lugneva, and stolen, nine, how do we know it's true that the Shoel pays? The deal, it's a logic. Umayim, they say, so of a paid watchman, my soul, and a renter. Shem B'Shalom, and Shvura, Mesa. They don't pay in the case of the animal broke or died. Mishalim in Gnei Aved, they pay if the animal is stolen or lost. Shoel et borrower, Shem Eshalim, who pays for even the animal broke down or Mason died. Eno Dinshe Eshalim Aveda, Gneva, it's not covered that he pays for loss and for theft. The title alone, learn concerning this. I raise the Kavachom, Shelov, to the Kavachom, which cannot be refuted. Okay? Shvuya Minai. Now, what about, Shvuya, an animal which is taken to captivity by a Shoel. How do I know that he's liable in that case? So it's that captivity. Kidnapped. The animal's kidnapped. Down there. Rustled. Yeah. Okay. What? In Dallas yesterday went for $600,000. Did you see the steer? Didn't look particularly exciting to me. Yes. Okay. That steer is certainly worth a lot more than most people. Yes. I forgot what its name was. What was the steer's name? Do you remember what it was? Shorty or something.
Shorty.
They have to slaughter it. Yeah. I think steers, you can't. Aren't they castrated anyway? Yeah. Yes, right. They have to be slaughtered. Yeah. They made a television commercial out of it. He doesn't know Stone Cold Austin is. You see, some sports you don't know. It's a Madrigal. Okay? Okay. All right. Okay. Make sure you watch the replay of the 1978 Olympics. Okay, Shvuya Minayin. Hi, Rova Shvuya. It's the show is Chayef. So it says Matzala. It's a Zeres Shabbat. Says the Gemara. Shuinayim Nemar Kav Nishbar Omeis. It says by the Shoel, he's liable if the animal breaks or dies. And Nemar Lahan, it says by Shomer Sachar or Shomer and a renter, they're potter. If it's nishbar umeso nishbar. And there it says nishbar as well. Umalala shvuyim moem by renter, the kidnapping is mentioned. Afkan shvuyim moem, so to buy a shoel includes shvuyah and he's liable on a shvuyah. Says ma'akadu krebiki, that makes sense. Krebiki makes shavas even if there's no mufne work. There's no extra work in any of these. So okay, where's the extra word? But Rabbi Shmuel doesn't make zera shavas unless you have an extra word. Where's the extra word? Taka don't have one. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Shmuel learns a Rabbi Nosson. What did Rabbi Nosson say? Oimer, he says, oh, the rabbis is a shvia. It says, umes o nishbar, the o includes taking the captivity. Okay, the o teaches a shvia. Rabbi Meir says, well, Rabbi Meir, damar zera shavas mimokum shabasa. Rabbi Meir says, like, the zera shavas, when you have to say, do me no me no. We learn from the place from which you derived the Kzereshava, Mala Nishbanish, but the own thing, that's the case. Maybe, let's say, other elements, the Shomer Socha gets schlepped along. So the Shomer Socha takes an oath and is exempt on own sin. Afkan Nishban own sin, so too should be exempt here with an oath on own sin. This is Shomer Socha, we know it's not true, it's not exempt by any oath. Says my old Rabbi Nosson. So he says, well, you know what? We even according to Rabbi Shmuel, we have to like Rabbi Nosson. That's no mer. Omeis Rabbis is Hashviyah. We don't learn if there's Shavu. We learn that the O comes to teach us that also the animal taken into captivity. Says my Rabbi Yudan boy. Rabbi Yudan asks the following question. Tono Tanas Ganam Shalomzi. If the guy, the Shomer Sochar, claimed that it was stolen by an individual or force which compelled him to give it over. So it says, Mao Shishale Amalo Balisimizuya. The Shomer Sochar says, Alisim Zim Ram Banakim, when Nachlan took a Mao Shishanto Shlomi Kefil. Jones is a paid tax, so be careful in that case of being compelled to give it up or not. Miosir has said, in Kini, if he was liable for the pay in that case, so Nisne, that we should have mentioned in our mission, the beginning of our parak, that a Shomer Sochar and a Socher, that a Shomer Sochar who's paid to watch and a Socher a tenant, it should say instead of Ditani, Mishamet Tashlumi Kefel. They pay Tashlume Kefel. I should probably say a Shomer Socher Var Socher Var Sholem. Okay, I made a mistake. It's not going back on our Mishnah. No, it's going back on our boy. Tana Tana's God of Shaloitim. You claim, I think I said that story about, no, I don't remember. Did I say story about a Shoel or a Shomer Socher? What? Okay, so I was right.
I just lost my train. I don't know exactly what happened. I lost my train. The Shomer Sochi said, listen, it was stolen from me by armed bandits. Pancho Villa came and took it away from me, right? So he says, does he pay Tashlumi Kefil in case of onus or not? What's critical here, now I remember what I forgot. School is here, it turns out he was lying. He himself was lying. Does he pay Tashlumi Kefil or not? Okay? You want to get it, because normally we say, if you say it's stolen, so you'll get the kefil. But you have to pay the nifgat, the mafkid, or one payment. If you ever find the kanav, you'll get the kefil. If you lied and you return it to the kanav, then you. Doesn't make a difference by a shomer socher or a renter, because got to pay anyway, right? By a shomer chinam, if you lied, then he himself has paid double. Because a shomer chinam gets off the hook. For an unpaid watcher gets off the hook if he tines kaneva na vega. So if he lied, so he has himself has paid double. By a shomer socher, he doesn't have to pay double because he's not off the hook. He has to pay anyway. But what if he tines a tina which wouldn't have got him off the hook, a shomer socher, which is this tina over here? Itai was stolen by list of Mizuin, stolen by armed bandits. Okay? So then that would have gotten him off the hook. Turned out he lied. Does he now have to pay double? So the Gemara says, no. So sorry. Says the Gemara, in Cana, if he would have to pay double, Nisi, then our Mishnah should have mentioned, Sharmer Socher by Socher, or Sharmer Socher and Socher, it should be instead of the Tani, it should be Mishalmi Tashlume Keto. They do pay Tashlumei Kefil sometimes when they claim donors and they were lying. And it doesn't say that, so it must be that you never, ever have to pay Kefil as a Shomer Socher or a Noser or a Socher. Okay? So it says, Mar Loma Tzino Benosi Socher Ba Socher Shem Shalim Tashlumei Kefil. Actually, it's a Vitani. Loma Tzino Benosi Socher Ba Socher Shem Shalim Tashlumei Kefil. We never found such a thing. So it must be that Lamaisa, there is no kefil, even where they claim those stolen by armed bandits. Shart Yisrael takes out the whole next line, because skips to Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said another proof that a Shomer Socher is potter from kefil. Even he claims listed Mizuyan, Yimar Mav Kain, if you would say that he's high of kefil, in a case of listed Mizuyan, so if we claim listed Mizuyan, then our kavachomer from before, from fall down. What was the kavachomer we made before? We said that if by a shomer socher and a socher who don't ever have to pay. We said a shomer socher is always more lenient than a shoel, and therefore we wanted to say that if something is true by a shomer socher, it's certainly true by a shoel. Because we wanted to say shomer socher is always more lenient, because shomer socher pays by less incidents than by a shoel does, right? But if you're going to say that there's shaykh to such a thing as tashlumei kefil by a shomer socher, so then there's one side in which a shomer socher is actually more severe than a shoel. Now, a shoel never has kefil, and a shomer socher does have kefil. So since we said before, it's kav chomer shein lo tshuva, that whatever applies to you have to pay by a shomer socher, you have to pay by a shoel, because it's by definition, shoel is more severe. Were a shomer socher ever to have to pay kefil, that would cast an aspersion on that alcohol kav chomer. We might say no. Sometimes shomer socher or notes or socher is more severe because sometimes they pay kefil. So it must be that they never pay kefil. In order to avoid, before we made a kavchom, which we said that shoel is always more severe than shomer socher. If there would be a case in which shomer socher would pay kefil, but that whole kavchom would fall off, because there would be a case in which shomer socher is more severe.
Because there would be a case in which he pays kefil, and we know a borrower never pays kefil. Therefore, the Gemara's conclusion that it must be that even where he lied and he claimed listed mezuyin, and the Torah now there wasn't the listed mezuyin, there still is no payment of kefil. Okay? Says Moraviter, do Yochel Meimarle, this Gemara is about to explain. Gemara itself explains it. Do Yochel Meimarle, a guy who can disrupt your Kavachor by telling you, ha ha! Matino b'noisi tzorcha v'asorcha, we find by pay watcher and a tzorcha should be the mishami tashlumi kefil, that they pay kefil. Tomer b'shol as opposed to a shoyel should be the ain't a mishami tashlumi kefil, doesn't pay tashlumi kefil. That he doesn't pay tashlumi kefil no matter what. The Tanya law raised the kavachom shein lo tshuvia. Before we made a kavachom, we said if a shvura, a shvuya, a captive animal, you have to pay by shomer zohar, which is less severe kavachomer that you have to pay by shoyel, which is more severe. But if there is such a thing as kefil, especially shvuya, shvuya is by least the mezuyan, even a chabdus and his preparing, shvuya is by least the mezuyan, right? Who cap takes an animal kidnap? Pancho Villa, he kidnaps animals, right? So therefore, where's your kavachomer? At the rabbi, maybe I'll say a shomer socher is chay on shvuya, because if he lies about it, he has to pay kefil, as opposed to a shoyel, who never pays kefil. So maybe they're talking, he's potter on shvuya, he's potter on Pancho Villa situations. So therefore, they have to say, Bech, in order to maintain the kavachomer, to preserve that, you have to say that a shomer zohar is never ever chayav kefil, and therefore it's never ever more severe than a shoyel. Only that way can you sustain your kavachomer. Homer. Okay. Says the Gemara, Atmar, new thing. This again is something which I don't remember at all from the Bavli, and I don't think it's in the Bavli. Atmar, you say, Ba'alavim Olay Shalim. Says by shoyel. If the master's working, you all remember this. If the master is working together with the shul, the shul's off the hook. Even if he's not working with him, he's there at the time, he's off the hook. Right? Remember that? Ba'alavi mo'ed le'shoyim. Ma'ushei shoyim. Can you make the shul take a shvua that he wasn't poshea? In other words, you were there with him. Can you make him take a shvua that he wasn't negligent? You had your back turned for him. Can you make a thing sure that at that moment he wasn't negligent? Ever heard such a question? No. It's a new question. As far as I know, it's only the Yerushalmi. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zera Mar Nishba! Taka's got to take a shvua. Achin Rabbi Lo, both said Tarveo, no mean they both said Eidon Nishba, there is no shvua. Masiz Masar Rabbi Achin Rabbi Lo, first we have Bryce, which goes already to Chanin Rabbi Lo. It says, it's the kikar lord, and at the bottom changes it to umash shvura shvuyo mesa. Even a case where the animal breaks, is taken captive and dies, shem p'turim b'noisi socher v'asoicher, where the paid watchman and the renter are exempt. V'ashoyel b'bailin potter, and the guy who borrows, right? Yeah, and the bailin works with him. The master comes out with him to work. Is exempt. Shalom b'bailim. If the master doesn't come out to work with him, chayev the shoyel is liable. Avedo gneva, loss and theft. Shein chayovin, where you're liable if you're no zich socher, you're a paid watchman or socher renter. Lo koshkin is not kavachomer, b'shoyel b'bailim potor, that if you borrow and the master comes along that you're exempt. Shalom b'bailim chayev, and the master does not come along, you are liable. Now, mana or pshitu shu nishba, according to the opinion which holds, you definitely have to take a shvua. Tzricho leishe yishalim. Why does it say in the brisa that sometimes, why does it say in the brisa you sometimes even pay by shmir b'bailin? This brisa says if the bailin goes out with you, you never ever pay. It's not true. According to you, Rabbi Zera, sometimes you do pay. Because you have to take a shvua that you weren't poshea, that you weren't negligent. And if you can't make that shvua, then what do you have to do? Even the shoyel b'bailim, it's got to pay. How come it's not mentioned here? From the fact that the Gemara, this price does not make such a distinction. then say even by Shmir Babail, Shoy Babailim, sometimes you pay and sometimes you don't, it must be doesn't hold of that distinction. On the other hand, Chayim Shem Rabbi Nitzan Mastis, the fine Bryce of Messiah, Rabbi Zera. This Bryce of Rabbi Zera says you do have to take such a form. Shoel Shechmid says, a Shoel Shechmid Atayra Alav, the Shoel, the Torah was more severe with him. Bebailim Pot, or if the master comes out with him, he's exempt. Shlom Bebailim, if the master is not coming out with him, Chayiv is liable. No, say Sachar, a paid watchman, Shekila Torah Alav, but the Torah is more lenient. And says he doesn't have to pay in a case where in a case of Shvura Mesa, Lokoshke Bebailim Potur, it's not a Kavachomer, that we should say, and this also is a tremendous Kiddush, that we should make such a dichotomy by the Shomer Sachar. That when is he liable? Only liable if the Bailam didn't go out with him. But the Bailam went out with him and the animal died or broke or was taken captive. I'm sorry, an animal was stolen or lost. The Shomer should be potter. If by Shoel we create a distinction in Tzchiv. If the master is with at that time, he's exempt. So even by Shomer Socher, we should make such a distinction. And this is also a very big Kiddush. Because we never ever saw before that this concept of Shmir Bebailim applies to any other Shomer besides the Shoel. And the more this Bison wants to extend it even to a Shomer Socher. Okay, so what's the Raya over here? So the Raya is, if you want to say there's no Shvuah by Shoel at all, then there would be no Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? The Kavachomer is, if by Shoel who's liable on everything, yeah, the Bailim Emo, the owner with you is a Ptur, it's exempt you. So Kavachomer by Shomer Socher who's not liable on everything, the Bailim Emo should be a Ptur. But if there was a concept, if there was no concept of Shvua by a Shoel, only payment, right? Payment or not payment, I might say, well, wait a minute. Not necessarily. Perhaps by a Shoel, the Shela Bebailim is Potter because it's more calm, because there's no Shvuah at all by a Shoel. But by Shomer Socher, perhaps it's more severe because there is a concept of Shvuah by a Shomer Socher. It's got to take a Shvuah that in the case of Onus, that it was an Onus. And he wasn't Sholech Yad, that he didn't himself damage the object. So maybe it's more severe. And maybe, Taka, Bebailim, to have the owner with you is not an exemption when it comes to Shomer Socher. Again, because of its severity, that it has a Shvuah, which Shoel doesn't have. Why does it want to make such a pircha on the Kal V'chomer? It must be, says Rabbi Zera, that this price holds that there must be a Shvuah as well by a Shoel. There's a Shvuah by Shoel. And that's why that's not the basis of a pirch on the Kal V'chomer. You can't say a disruption of Kal V'chomer that, well, Shomer Socher is more severe because it has a Shvuah. Because Shoel also has a Shvuah. Where's a Shvuah by Shoel? Where are you such a thing? You know where must be a Shvuah by Shoel, says Rabbi Zera. V'may Shvuah. And even by Levimo, there's still a Shvuah. Did you watch it properly or didn't you watch it properly? So this Brisa, which wants to make a Kal V'chomer from Shoel to Shomer Socher, it's predicated assumption that Shoel is there has no severity over Shomer Socher. It must be predicated. That Shomer Socher has no severity over Shoel. It must be predicated the assumption that there's some Shvuah by Shoel. What's a Shvuah by Shoel? It says Rabbi Zera, my Shvuah. Okay. Now says more. Now the next Gemara, everybody goes nuts over. Even the Gemara I just read, everybody goes nuts over. But so therefore I'm going to learn it my way in order to avoid the going nuts. They basically so I'm going to learn the next one as being a separate question. And the way I'm going to do this, I'm going to do a little bit of cutting and pasting of my own. But I'm going to change gears much less than anybody else. Okay? Now, let's just take the line, two lines that says, Bekasha al-Adod Rabbi Zeri. See those words? Put them over here. That's an introduction to this question. It's difficult to say the following question. And this is really a question based on our Mishnah. It could be based on the Brisa that we just read. It could be based on the Mishnah. I'm not sure exactly which one. But same question no matter what. If you're going to say there's such a thing as a Shvua, you're going to say it requires Shvua, and this Shvua would of course be true not just by a Shoel, but also by a Noisei Socher and a Soicher, right? So Nisne, it should say B'Noisei Socher V'Asoicher. It should say by Noisei Socher and a Soicher that there's a Shvua. What Shvua should it say? It should say, now take out the words heavy load Surcha Doel Tashlumin, put them in later on. Should say it's relating this to the show Benosis Socher VaSocher the following, and in show by Shoel as well. Shoel in Balavimo Nishba in Balavimo Yishalim. A Shoel, if it's Balav is with him, then he take an oath. But Balav is not with him, and he pays. Noisy Socher Balavimo Nishba in Balavimo Lo Yishalim. If by a Noisy Socher, if its owner is with it, then he takes a Shvua. If its owner is not with it, then he doesn't, pay. Shoy Mechinam! And a Shoy Mechinam, Becher Balimimo, Becher Balimimo, regardless of whether the owner is with it or not, Nishba, then he takes a Shvua. Now, in other words, we should restructure the whole Mishnah, or the Braisa, to tell us all these new dinim, which we just came up with. That there's a Shvua by Shmir Shela B'Bailim, and that therefore by Noisei Socher there's a difference of the Bailim is there or not, and by Shomer Chinam there is no difference because no matter what he always takes a Shvua, all these things should have been mentioned in the Mishnah of the Braisa. Where are all those things mentioned? Yeah, but Rabbi Zeir is an Amira, he can't be Machai Shom, which is not in Mishnah. That's what he's asking. He Gufa. If Rabbi Zeir, they learned the question is, it's Galei Niste Shomer Socher VeAsocher. The way they learned the question is, it should have said Shomer Socher, the previous Bais, it should have said Shomer Socher and Socher. Why is it only mentioned Shomer Socher, not Socher? And the previous Bais immediately preceded that. So they go through all sorts of contortions to understand the Mar's question. They want to say, Socher, the Yushami holds here, Socher is like a Shomer Chinam, and that's the basis of the Mar's question. Very, very dachuk question. Very, very dachuk. But the way I'm learning it, it's interchangeable. What the Mar is really asking is that all the statements made, which we just derived from the Chiluk Edir Rabbi Zeira, vis-a-vis a Shoyel, vis-a-vis a Noisei Socher, vis-a-vis a Soicher, vis-a-vis for that matter, Shomer Chinam, they should all be mentioned somewhere, and they're not. So therefore, the Mar would conclude with these words, which appear up above, Heavy Lord Surcha Da, El Tashlumin. It must be that all this is not true. There is no Shvua by a Shela B'Bailim. There is no Shvua by Shmir Shomer Socher B'Bailim. There are no such distinctions. Whenever you pay, you pay. Whenever you don't pay, you don't pay. We can't be Mechad Shvua. That's the worst conclusion. Okay? Says the Gemara Vayter. Now, what we're up to is the Amarta. Okay? You said and this is in some Brisa, we don't know the Brisa. This is a good friend, just said some Brisa. Vorim Shashoel Mishalim, anytime a Shoel pays, Nosi Sochar Nishba. The Nosi Sochar takes a Shvua. This is a quote, this is a Brisa, okay? Now take out the next line, the Gilly the Frying takes that. Should be Dvorim Shinosi Sochar Mishalim, things that your Nosi Sochar pays, Shor Machina Nishba. He sets a pattern, things for which a Shoel pays, a Noisei Socher is off the hook for. That means onus, right? Act of God. And Shomer Shoel pays. Why paid watchman just takes an oath is off the hook. The answer which a Shomer Socher pays, which is Gnei Baveda, but stolen or lost from him, a Shomer Chinam is off the hook. He just takes a Shvua that he wasn't poshiach. So far so good, turn the page. Ma'at Misdei B'Shomer Chinam Shabai Limimov. What about the Brisa? See, we're not finished with what we're saying here. We're still trying to salvage it. What about the Brisa which said that by Shor Merchinam, what do we say by Brisa, by Shor Merchinam when Baal of Imo? The second Rebbe said, of course, the Baal of Imo, there's a dichotomy between Shoel, right? A Baal of Imo depends whether you can still make a Shvua, right? Even though it does, it's not Masha, way in the Chumash, and Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Lo argue, but Rabbi Zeir holds you can make him take a Shvuah. So what about by Shor Merchinam? Shor Merchinam, you can only make him take a Shvuah that it wasn't Poshea. Right? Is that true also by Levimo? Can you still make him take a Shvuah that it was not Poshea? Or do I say that no, you, at that point you can't make him take a Shvuah? Now as I'm saying this over, you know, I'm thinking it's even a question according to Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Law. You know, Rabbi and Rabbi Law hold there's no such distinction by Shoel. By Shoel, by Levimo, he's off the hook. And you can't make him take a Shvuah about the Bashir. But by Shor Merchinam, you can still ask the question. Because in Shor Merchinam, the Torah says your whole right, and this gets back to what we said about it earlier, your whole right is to administer a Shvuah to him. Maybe you have that right to administer a Shvuah to him even when you're present at the time that he's doing the Shmirah. That's the first question. But you lose your right to administer a Shvuah to him if you're present at the time. Beats the boy mistake. And the Gemara continues on and says, ask the same variation of the question, according to our Mishnah. What do you learn by Shor Merchinam Nitzi Sochar? Beit Shem Baal Avimo, Beit Shem Ein Baal Avimo. Whatever halachas they have, is it whether the owners are with them or not, or are there distinctions? Which really goes back to, again, to the Sugya Nomal. Are there any distinctions or not? So Amar Rabbi Abba Rabbi Amad said, Al kol var pesha means that's what it says by Shor Merchinam. You make him take a shvuah on any pesha, on any possible pesha. So you know what he was learning that? Saying even if Baal of Imo, you have the right to make him take a shvuah. Al kol var pesha, anything. What is al kol var coming to conclude? Why did you say al pesha? Al kol var pesha means even if your owner is with him. Now this might only be by Shor Merchinam. Well, your whole right is to administer a shvuah, but maybe even in the case of Baal of Imo. All right, my mother says, no, I reject your Rosh. Lo matzinu sheishva satayro the name of Aveda Bishoyo. Did we not find that the Torah draws the equivalency between Gneva and Aveda by Shoel? In other words, you're liable on both. That's true. Oh, true. I guess lo matzir shishva ter b'gneva aveda b'shoyel to shomer sochar. I think that's what it is. In other words, they're both liable. And by Shomer Socher. I think that's what it is. I guess I just glossed over this. I think that's what it is. In other words, they're both the same. Shomer Chinah, by Gnei Aveda, there's no difference between Shoel and Shomer Socher. Okay, Nash with Shomer Chinah, but Nitzi Socher, Shever Shvuya Umeso. Therefore, we're going to learn by Shor Merchinam and Nitzi Socher, they're all the same on Shever Shvuya Mesa, meaning that just like a Shor Merchinam, we never find that he has to take a Shvuah if it's broken. I'm not sure. I think it's what it means, though. Am I lama tzir shish? That's what it's saying. Shor Merchinam. No, yeah, but it's a question, Rabbi. It's rejection, Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin said, "I called my pesha. You make a Shor Merchinam take a shvuah." Ramona says, "Not true. Mamatir shish was a Torah b'gneva aveda shoyel b'shoyel b'sachar. What? No, shoyel b'chinim is potter gneva aveda.
Right.
A shoyel and a shoyel b'sachar are chayev.
Right.
Moshe learns Rabbi Avi and agrees with Rabbi Mona. They both agree. Okay, I'm going to learn Pnei Moshe then. Why not? Okay, so again, I have a cold bar pesha. Taka make a dick of shmuel, cold bar pesha. Even if by the Vimar, Ramana said, Mamati Shishva Satar Bineva Aveda Bashoel, don't we find the Gneva Aveda Bashoel and by Shomer Sokol equivalent you have to pay? Okay, Nashve Shomer Chinam and Isis Sokol, Shomer Shvi and Misa, and we say no matter what, under all circumstances, Shomer Chinam and Isis Sokol are the same, and you always have to take a shvua on Dvar Pesha. So the truth is, it comes out that you have to take a shvua by Shomer Chinam, even according to this Gemara, even by a case where it's Shomer Bailim. You will do have the right to administer that Shvuah. You don't have the right to administer a Shvuah you made up, such as the Shvuah which we talked about 45 minutes ago, the Shvuah that you never had in mind to be going of it, which is a preposterous made up Shvuah. But the Shvuah that you were not pusher, that you were not criminally negligent in your Shmira, that you do have the right to administer. That's what we're saying. Because I'm called Bar Pesha. And just like we never found any chilukim, you can know it between shoyel b'bailim, not shoyel b'bailim, l'chiyuv or l'ptur by anything other than by shoel. So too we say that by shomer chinam it's the same thing. The chiyuv of shvuah applies equally whether shoyel b'bailim. Truth is, now I think about it, makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. What I say is very simple. Look, we only find that shoyel b'bailim is a ptur by one thing, by a shoel. By Gneva Aveda, there's no ptur of Shoel B'Bailim, both by Shoel and by Shomer Sochar. And so by anything else, there's no ptur of Shoel B'Bailim, not Shoel B'Bailim. So therefore, it stands to reason that if you're allowed to administer an oath to Shomer Chinam, you're allowed to administer an oath to Shomer Chinam, even if it's B'Bailim. Makes no difference. That's what he's saying. No matter what, you can always administer it. Okay? Now, the next Gemara is much harder than I thought. Next Gemara is going back above Metzia. Now, I want you to take a look back above Metzia for a minute. Take a look back above Metzia on page... this is really just for pure Bekias. At the end of Amafia, which above Metzia is page 26. See that? Well, let's see page 26. You see that small print there? That small print is the next Gemara. This small print is identical to the next Gemara from here to the next Mishnah. So it's just pure trivia. But that, for some reason, that with Gemara, whoever the Chidah put it in over there, even though it's really a Gemara here in Shavuos. Anyway, it is going on the Mishnah back there. The Mishnah, once you're in Bava Metzia, I really want you to see the page before. Page 40 down to Machlekas, and I look at this. It brings out two Machlekas, Shem Beisham and Beisilu. The second Machlekas is what concerns us. And this is why perhaps the Havmin of the Gemara to administer the oath by Shomer Chinam of did you ever have in mind to steal is because this Machlekas is Beisham and Beisilu. Take a look at the third line of Mishnah. It says, Choshev Lishlach Yabbi Pikodah. You thought to be sholech yad bikona. You even thought to be sholech yad. Beshamay mechayvim besilorim eino chayv. Beshamay says your thought makes you liable. Besil says your thought doesn't make you liable. Okay. So now the Gemara is going on this mission. Let's go back to our Gemara. My tayr de beshamay. Back to Shavuos, which is the same thing as what we see over there. My tayr de beshamay. I called var pesha. I called Dvar Pesha, even means that deep word, Shal Pesha. Now, it's not as outlandish as you might think. It's not just the Machshav, he's got to say it. He said, Hili Mukhanam Zumel Ishlach Bo Yad. And what he said, he said it, that's enough to be Machayavit. My Machayim Beisil, Tan Beisham, what does the Beisil do with this Svara Beisham, I called Dvar Pesha? They learn Pesha, I called Dvar Pesha, Tipot Ishlach Bo Yad Ayide Shliach. Means I called Bar Pesha, means even you yourself didn't do it. You sent your henchman to do it. You were ready to shomer become liable. Here's the case of Yeshlech the Varavera. You shalech yad, you cast your hand against the object giving. Because that's enough. Even through a shliach. The Yosechina boy, said, ask, Matama, Yitol Nata? Do you have to actually pick it up in order to be liable? Now, I'm sorry, it's enough to pick it up in order to be considered to be a sholeach b'yad. You actually have to move it. That's how we touched up the Gemara we learned about Matzila Shaitar Israel. There's a different shot here. I think he's wrong. We'll learn it my way. Okay, it's enough to pick it up, and that's a Reish Lichsad, which Lichsad means moving it from place to place. Okay? So it says Mara Atani, then we learn Rabbi Yeshua taught us Nishbara, if the wine barrel breaks, Yechmitza goes sour. No slow to make kula. You pay, the shomer pays for its entirety, if you sholech yam. Yeah. So klumi chmitza, why does it become vinegar? Lo machmas, it shouldn't be kikula, it should be tiltula. Why does wine become vinegar? Because you moved it. Even if you picked it up, it wouldn't become vinegar. What makes it become vinegar? Moving it from place to place. Don't ask me why, I don't know why. So for this, we see shlichus yad is only if you move it, not just if you pick it up. Shmura of Obishem Rabbi Leza said, Shlichus should be Shlichus Yad. Shnemer Shemachinim, Eno Chayev Achi Yechzar. The Shlichus Yad by Shemachinim is you only Chayev if you actually took something out. If you tapped the wine barrel and took out some wine, otherwise you're exempt. The Veshmur, by Kum Rabbi, they asked, Maita Marta, how did you learn? Take out the word Yasef, it's meaningless. Chiser, does he have to take something out? I don't feel low Chiser, even if he didn't take something out. Amalisa says, this is not a question. Rabbi Yossi Achina, Yito Nota. He said you have to pick it up, you have to remove it. Itai Tamar Lito. So the law is like this, says, if you moved it, Apilochisa. Once you moved it, even if you didn't tap it, you're chayv. Chiser, however, Itai Malito Apilochisa. Itai Mar Notal. If you're going to say, I meant set up, sorry. Item Lito, if you say that even if he had intent to move it, then Apilo Chisa, then even if he didn't remove anything from the barrel. Item or Natal, if you're going to say that he has to actually move it, so Achochi Yachsor, you actually have to remove some, tap the barrel. Now it's either or. It means if you either move the barrel, or tapped the barrel, took something out, and left in place, those are equivalent shlichus yad. If you had a mind to move it, and you didn't remove anything, or remove anything from it, either of those things, going to be shama, you'd be liable, because that's called bar pesha. Going to be sil, you're not liable. Okay? Item or lito, and also, if the pshat is lito, you had in mind, only if you took it, if you had it, might figure you're liable. Yechzira ben l'mokamacher, ben l'mokamacher, potter. Then wherever you put it down, you are exempt. In Tamar Natal, because you didn't really take it anywhere. If you had a mind to take it, and didn't take it, so no matter where you put it down, I'm not sure why you put it no matter what. I was fuzzy on this back then, and I'm fuzzy on it now. But this I understand. If you actually took it in your hand, if you put it back in the same place, then you're potter. But if you put it back somewhere else, then you're liable, because you actually took it and moved it. So if you never actually took it, you just picked it up. So then, doesn't matter when you put it back down again. I don't understand exactly why. But if you actually picked it up, then in order to get out of the situation, you have to put it back exactly where it was. Now, even then, if it turns to vinegar, once you moved it, you're liable for it. But if it didn't turn to vinegar, something else happened to it, so then you'll be exempt. Rav Avraham Yochanan said, "Nema shmir b'shem mechinam, says shmir b'shem mechinam, and nema shmir b'shem mesachar, says shmir b'shem mesachar. For lo dam yashmir shtabechav membeis, lo dam yashmir shnem b'shem mechinam, shmir shnem b'shem mesachar. They're not comparable. Shmir shnem b'shem mechinam came into shomer kol tzoka. If he did all he had to do, potter is exempt. Shmir shnem b'shem mesachar, no, ain't b'shem mesol begufo. It depends. It's not enough. They did all he could do. Let's go beyond that. Yeah, we check out his capacity." And the way the next few lines you read, it's I'm going to change it to where it says in Vometzia and Hirshat Yisrael Gil and Ephraim say, Einarim, well, actually, you could Gil and Ephraim on the bottom. It says here, Einarim Iloya Akasham Loya Yochol Atzil. We don't say, if somebody else was there, they would not have been able to save it. In other words, some other weakling. Rather, we look at this specific guy. We look at him, look at him, I'm continuing with what I have in the Messiah of Shara Teres Row. El Royno, so, Imeya Royal Atil Chayav, Imeya Royal Atil Potur. In other words, by Shem Rechinam, we look at baseline Shmir, which any Tom, Dick, and Harry could do. We don't require him to go out of his way. By Shem Rechinam, he's paid. Why have you been paid? You've been paid because you're Stone Cold Harry Austin. What's his name?
Austin.
Harry Austin, right. So therefore, we want you to be shown there, right? So we look at you specifically and we say, if you could have done it, then you should have done it. If you couldn't have done it, Echad Yipater, but we look at you yourself. We don't look at generic levels of Shmira. Okay, Rabbi said, we'll have to stop here for this evening because it's late. Hopefully, Mir Tashem, I don't think tomorrow we're going to finish this. But, Wednesday.